Hello, and welcome to Night Crossings Jam. I'm Michael Abels. Our program features the talents of mostly Kansas artists, although on occasion we feature an international artist when they pass through our listening area. Our broadcast comes to you from our Radio Kansas studio in Hutchinson. Here with me is Wichita-based artist Lana Sawyer and her daughter, Danae Sawyer, with us. We met Lana a few years back and discovered an artist that's truly worthy of being part of our Night Crossings artist family. Lana, how are you? Danae, how are you?
Doing good. Thank you so much, Michael.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming back. Let's see. We'll ask you a little bit about your musical background, Lana, just to catch our audience back up on what's been going on. What? Tell us about you.
Sure. I started playing piano when I turned 6. My grandfather thought that playing a piano would be just the solution for a girl like me, a busy girl who needs to calm down, and he thought that would be just a perfect solution. And my first piano was just a beautiful instrument that unfortunately I didn't bring with me here because it's not a portable, it's a Petrov, a small upright piano, but pretty heavy, but it was just gorgeous, and I loved playing it, started taking lessons, then got enrolled in music school, had wonderful teachers, and that was in Crimea, in Sevastopol. After that, I went on with my music education and got an associate's in theory of music and composition from Simferopol Musical College, and my music career pretty much ended back then. I switched to economics, accounting, and now I'm a financial analyst, and music is my passion now.
Well, it's your hobby, too, I can see, because you're still performing. You perform here in Kansas. Tell us about the venues that you perform at, the places that you work.
Sure. I started performing just with my keyboard. And my daughter, Danae, who is a wonderful viola player, would just tag along and sit down and sometimes hum some of my songs. And one of the senior citizens was asking about her viola skills and encouraged her to bring her viola one day. Wow, that's pretty much changed the route that I was taking, because I just love how electric viola sounds with my keys and how we can diversify the portfolio of my music and play songs that I wrote just for piano, or let's say for piano and saxophone, and I don't have that instrument available. So Danae picked it up on the viola, and she's doing a great job.
Yeah. Danae, you are now part of a duo, and I'm going to leave it to you to name the duo. Have you decided on a name for you two playing together?
Not really. I mean, we've just, you know, called ourselves, you know, we step up to the front, and, hey, folks, how's it going? You know, I'm Danae Sawyer, and this is my mother, Lena, you know, so we don't really have an official name, but, you know, whenever we come to places that we've performed at multiple times, people will see us and, oh, that's the mother and daughter. So who knows? That might become an inspiration for a name someday. You know, the Sawyer family duo. Who knows? Something a little more catchy.
So you obviously just did not pick up that instrument and began to play. You had to have some musical training. First of all, Lena, was it the same kind of motivation to calm down a busy girl by introducing a musical instrument to her life?
I don't remember exactly how it happened. I wanted her to play piano, but somehow the switch to strings happened just with a blink of an eye.
Well,
and voila.
We have my brother to thank for that. He kind of self-taught himself the piano and guitar, and he was playing on my mother's piano one day, and since it was electric, he actually fried the motherboard. So that ended what I was in the middle of lessons at the time, and so, you know, couldn't practice lessons or do lessons without a piano. So it's like, yes, no more piano for me. Well, you know, about 6 months later, I'm in fifth grade, and we have the chance to try out instruments, and there's the cello, violin, flute, all this, and, you know, the viola just spoke to me, and Mom said, it's either that or sports, honey, and I don't do sports.
Okay. Well, let's hear some of the music that you guys have for us. Tell me about what you're going to play for us first.
Sure. Our first piece, The Secret Garden, written by Ralph Loveland. is a very soothing piece for me, which actually I didn't pick out. It came from Danae. She was listening to her favorite music, and somehow in the shuffle she stumbled across this song. Maybe you can tell a better story.
Well, it just kind of, you know, like my mom said, I was listening to my music one day and I was creating some playlists for me, and, you know, all of a sudden the shuffle song popped up, and oh wow, that's really, oh my goodness, that's so beautiful, and oh my goodness, it's an E flat major, how beautiful. So I found it online, started practicing it. You know, mom came downstairs once and, wow, Danae, what is that? And, you know, about an hour later we're playing it together in practically perfect harmony. So yeah, the Secret Garden song, it doesn't really have a full set origin story. It just kind of drifted into our lives, and it's really pretty.
I'd like to tell you that Secret Garden is one of our featured artists on Night Crossing, so you're admiring one of your colleagues, I guess, if you want to call that, artists that play alongside you during Night Crossings. So let's hear this first work you've got for us.
Okay, thank you.
Great, fantastic.
You
guys did a great
thank
job
you.
With that work. Lena, thank you
yes.
for coming to us here. Lena Sawyer is with us here in the Radio Kansas studio as part of our Night Crossings Jam session. Lena's brought us some new tunes that I'm sure will be included in our library of relaxing new instrumental music, Night Crossings. And Lena, you were here for our Night Crossings Jam several years ago. I guess it's been about a year or so ago, maybe.
Close to 2 years, I think.
A couple of years. What have you been doing since then? As far as your music?
As far as my music goes, well, Danae and I formed a duo, which was unexpected, but I'm enjoying it very much, and I think Danae is enjoying it as well.
Definitely.
We pick up a lot of songs by ear and improvise. We play some classical pieces as well.
You're classically trained? Is where you're
yes, I'm classically trained, and Danae is classically trained. But we love to improvise. We love to add our own touch just because of the nature of the instruments that we use. They're electric instruments, and you can add multiple sounds. And I'm really enjoying the sound of this electric viola of my daughter.
It's and such a versatile instrument. I mean, it's beautiful there.
Thank you.
I haven't seen quite very many electric violas. I'm not going to ask you to describe it, but yes, I am. This is radio. Tell us what that instrument looks like.
Well, to start off, it's not, you know, obviously your typical instrument.
No
it's
resonance chambers or anything
no
like that?
No resonance chambers. It's still got the basic bridge. It's still got your four strings. I mean, I can go down to the Wichita Violin Shop and, you know, say, hey, can I get some different strings for this? Same strings you would put on your typical instrument. I got this Yamaha viola at... Well, we actually bought it online. There are, I think it's two places in either the country or the world or something.
Did
along
you
those
try
lines.
the traditional viola first?
Yes, I've been classically trained in the traditional, you know, wooden body instrument for about 7 years, going on eight soon. And so with that, you know, I started doing these performances with my mother. We would perform in front of the elderly, and, you know, we didn't have enough volume because we'd be performing in these, you know, 50-foot atriums, and, you know, all the sound just goes up. So I said, well, how are we going to fix this? Well, you know, we got online, my father and I, my mother and I, we started looking around, and sure enough, we found this Yamaha viola. Had, you know, a bit of a steeper price, but, you know, we called up the people, and they gave us all the statistics, all the details, everything we could do with it, and we said, well... When can we order it? So in the middle of July last year, we got it and been blessed with it ever since.
You're not, I can say honestly that you're starting off because you're very young. What do you hope to do with your music?
Well, this is probably a disappointment to some of my friends and family members, but I don't wish to pursue any major or career with music. It's too much of a passion to mine, and I've seen people's passions get turned into things that go in the attic and don't come down for 60 years. And I don't want that to happen. I want to keep this as a hobby, as a passion, as something I can turn to, not when I'm thinking of work, but when I'm thinking of something to do for fun or to bring joy to myself and others around me.
Well, great. Well, bring some joy to our audience with another selection, if you don't mind. What will you bring to us now?
The next piece is a beautiful piece that I heard when I was Danae's age. And I think it might have been on the radio somewhere. But unfortunately, I only know that the artist performing this piece was Alan Parker. So we call it Alan Parker Improvisation. And the original piece was written for orchestra, and I think it was performed by London Symphony Orchestra. I'm not sure about that, but that's what I remember. That's been a long time. And the solo instrument was saxophone, but Danae translated it beautifully into viola sound, and I hope you enjoy it.
All right. Normally we have a studio audience, a small one, but I am the audience today. J.D. Hirschberger here taking some shots as well. You're tuned to Night Crossings Jam. I'm your host, Michael Abels. With me in the studio is Lena and Danae Sawyer here performing here in the studio. Lena at the keyboard, Danae performing the electric viola. And we've been listening to some great works that we'll certainly add to the library. Those two pieces that you just performed were fantastic. I know you have some more to play for us, and I'm going to ask Lena. I know you mentioned that music is your passion. What is the inspiration behind your music? What makes you want to really perform?
I majored in theory of music, that and composition. Mm-hmm. And theory of music is all about pretty chords and pretty harmonies. And whenever I hear something that just touches my soul and heart, immediately I run downstairs and there's my piano and I start playing and sometimes composing, or sometimes somebody else tags along and we play together. Mm-hmm. But lately, a lot of the inspiration has been coming through Danae. Because
your daughter.
My daughter Danae, yes, who I play with. She is a wonderful violist, and the selection of music that she listens to is quite awesome. Anything beginning with Disney and classical and contemporary music, and I just enjoy her doing that. I watch her do that, and I get inspired, and that kind of expands the repertoire of mm-hmm. ours together. Sometimes I would say, hey, what was that? Mm-hmm. Let's play it together. And Danae gives me pretty good ideas.
Yeah.
Well, Danae, you have a good idea coming up here next. Tell us about this next work you're going to perform.
Well, this next song is an Italian, well, the name is Italian, called O Sole Mio, mm-hmm. which in translated means my sunshine or light of my life, something along those lines. And honestly, I don't know where I first heard it. I think Mom actually told me about this piece.
I think we were asked to play for one of the senior communities, and the theme was Italian. And I thought, oh, gosh, what should we play? Mm-hmm. So I was going over 60s, 70s, 80s music somewhere in the radio, looking for something that is going to pop and stand out. And this piece just sounded like something that everybody would like. And the senior citizens love this piece. Mm. Some of them even sing the lyrics in Italian.
It's incredible, really. Mm-hmm. You know, some of the people, depending on how you typically, I'll back up a bit, typically when we perform, sometimes we'll perform in front of a dinner audience. You know, dinner, music, good combination, add a little wine, you know, all mm-hmm. that. But when we're performing, typically the people that want to engage with us the most will sit towards us and the closest towards us.
Right.
And so when we start to play, once in a while we'll come upon a hymn or a song or, you know, some sort of pop song that just hits something inside people. And, you know, maybe one person, two people, three people, five people even will sing. Mm-hmm. And it's just really, it just clenches your heart in a way that not even $1 million could do. It's incredible.
Well, I'll ask our audience to recall the lyrics to Sole Mio and sing along in your own homes. Let's hear it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Simply lovely. Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you.
Great interpretation of that work. Thank you very much for bringing that to us. I'm sure many of our listeners did sing along to that. I don't know the words, but I've heard them, and it is a beautiful song, but it's fantastic. Great performance for Night Crossings. I'm Michael Abels, and you're tuned to Night Crossings Jam. Thank you for joining us, Lena and Danae Sawyer here. So you have another work you'd like to perform for us. Let's hear it.
This is actually a song that my mother has composed. It goes by the name of Spunky, mm-hmm. and it's definitely a little more spunky than the other pieces we've been playing so far.
Well, when I wrote this piece, I was thinking of something French, as weird as it sounds, but that was the theme of that day
French
when
chocolate,
I was writing.
Right?
Maybe. Yes, chocolate. I love chocolate. But anyway, I was writing that piece, and it just sounded lovely to me, and I thought, well, maybe someday somebody will play it. Here Danae comes along, grows up to be a wonderful violist, and one day she says, I'd like to play this piece, or she just started playing. I don't remember how it happened, and the piece was rather short. So she continued and basically invented a middle portion of this piece, which is, this is an instrumental piece, but it turned to be more of a chorus, which mm-hmm. I really like. So this is a common effort.
Co-composed.
Spunky, written by Danae and myself.
Spunky.
Yep. Yes.
Let's hear it. That was delightful. You know, that has a very Russian sound to it. I'm just saying, it's very folksy Russian. And of course, Danae, with the viola over there, practically dancing as she performs. And Lena just bouncing at the keyboard. So, yeah, I can understand why you called it Spunky. It's a fun little piece of music. Thank you very much for visiting our Radio Kansas studios for Night Crossings Jam, and we hope to have you again.
Thank you for having us.
The next time you guys come out, have an official name for your duo. Don't abandon each other.
and
we hope to see you again here real soon.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Michael.
You're welcome.